Hey everyone, welcome to the show.
Hello, I love these.
Today on the show, we are doing the most ridiculous crimes we could find of 2023 in honor of our long-standing What the Hell segment, which is crimes that make us say what the hell, or criminals that make us say, what the hell were you thinking, man?
So when I look for these, sometimes I'll find YouTube videos that talk about them and then I go look them up.
It's a rabbit hole for sure.
The beginning of this one guy's YouTube, he goes, we're only 2 months into 2023 and let me already tell you how the world's going to hell. It was like,
the irony of it all. I'm going to start off.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's start it off. Let's just get right into it. Police arrest dog owner for getting her neighbor, 76 years old, shit-faced.
Oh, God.
A Florida woman. I have a lot of Florida stories.
Oh, they're everywhere. FYI.
A Florida woman is facing a felony charge after allegedly shoving a bag of dog poop into the face of an elderly neighbor.
You bring all these neighbor ones in and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I had that neighbor too.
Kaylee, 28 years old, was arrested Sunday morning after a confrontation at the mobile home park where she and the 76-year-old victim, the victim of the, the poop face,
76,
live in separate residences. According to a complaint charging this young lady, seen at the right, there's a picture of her giving herself a kiss and a selfie. That's fantastic. Just know that if you ever commit a crime, your selfies will end up in the article. So make sure they look good. She became upset with Daniel, who, quote unquote, would always speak with her while she walked her dog. Oh,
leave her alone, Daniel.
Leave her alone, Daniel. So... Kaylee, cops say, took an unsecured bag of dog feces and pushed it into Powell's face, leaving feces smeared on his face and the bag on the ground. The dog waste bag matched those in the defendant's possession, and she ultimately admitted to the battery.
Here's the evidence.
Literally,
everybody's like, oh, God, put that shit away.
That's the cop, what they said. It matched those in the defendant's possession. That's the thing, right? If you're going to go shoving poop in people's faces, get the generic bags, not the colored ones.
Yeah, no, you get the colored ones. They'd be like, he uses orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robertson, it's Kaylee Robertson, who was released from jail after posting $2,500 bond and pled not guilty to the third degree felony, actually. So anyway,
she and the beekeeper from our last episode should get together and hang out.
Right.
Okay. I have a few involving dogs this time, too, which is interesting.
Yep.
So the first one is shirtless man and his dog lead LAPD on a 10-mile chase in a golf cart.
Fair.
This is September 2023. Mm-hmm. I love these captions. Wild video shows a suspected drunk driver giving cops the slip during a 10-mile chase through the streets of California. Now, it's a golf cart, guys. Okay. So it's a 10-mile chase on a golf cart. While shirtless... and driving a golf cart with the dog in his lap.
That's not
the pictures and videos are hilarious because he's like cruising down the main roads and he's got this
looking fabulous
shirtless with the dog and he's drunk, so the golf cart's just going everywhere.
Mother of God.
News helicopters filmed several Los Angeles Police Department squad cars with lights flashing and sirens blaring.
This is dramatical.
Following the cart late Sunday night after it was reported stolen from a San Fernando Valley shopping center.
The vision of them like rolling up on this guy in his cart and he's just like, peace, what do you need?
But not only that, there are how many squad cars?
I know, that's the funny
thing. My tax dollars are paying for more than one cop car to cut off a golf cart. So onlookers, okay, so
yes, they are, Kathy.
Onlookers could be heard cheering and laughing as the suspect, only wearing shorts, nonchalantly drove the security cart with the dog in his lap, all nonchalant, while being chased through the busy streets, including multi-lane main roads.
But wait, but...
why are these cops unable to stop him?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was about to say. Like, chasing. How fast can the golf cart go?
I'll tell you. So at times, officers jumped out of their cars to try and grab him. Like, this cart's unstoppable.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Just for him to repeatedly evade them, even though the cart has a top speed of just 19 miles per hour.
Okay.
Just, I hope everyone's envisioning this. The cops, no, here, okay.
I
now,
certainly am.
Now, here it is. Cops even tried using spike strips without success before the suspect was finally boxed in at a 7-Eleven parking lot about 10 miles from where the chase started.
Can you imagine being able to evade police by going 19 miles an hour with your dog?
And a golf cart's open. Are they just diving past the golf cart? Like, oh, I missed him this time.
Well, he's an effective swerver, apparently. So,
there, the shirtless suspect.
It's really important that he's shirtless.
I know, I keep saying that. Now jumps out of the cart and tries to run away with the dog still in his arms.
Oh my God.
And nearly 24 cops are now chasing him. Guys.
He is not stupid. He is not a bad criminal. He's a good criminal.
For those of you who have a hard time with math, that's 24 cops.
Thanks for doing the math for us.
So, as he's captured and handcuffed.
This is Keystone for sure.
Completely.
Okay.
He's captured and handcuffed. His dog initially escapes, but they catch the dog. The dog's fine, led away by a leash. The suspect appears to address the dog in an apology caught in the footage, the outlet says. He says, "Sorry, Rocky. I'm very sorry." He was heard saying, according to KTLA footage, "I was drinking. I'm an alcoholic. Don't drink. Don't do drugs, Rocky. Be a better person."
Okay.
The LAPD has not identified the suspect as of Monday, and it was not immediately known what charges he was facing. The original call was robbery and grand theft auto of a golf cart.
They're so embarrassed. They don't want to charge him. Okay. I'm going to do a few little rapid fire ones here.
Got it.
So there's a Canadian man who apparently had his gun rights taken away where he lives, and he decided that the best thing to do so that he could have a gun in his possession was to swim to Michigan.
From where?
From Canada.
Oh.
So.
That's cold.
He got on a wetsuit, apparently, and some flippers, and swam to Michigan illegally because, of course, he didn't have any papers to give to the fish on the way when he crossed the ocean border to the United States. And then not only did he do that, he gets out of the water and makes and moves 12 miles. I don't know if he just walked or in the car or what he did. 12 miles to a particular pawn shop where he then decided to steal the gun. A gun from a pawn shop, pretended like he was going to buy them and stole one. And when he was nabbed, he also had a pistol, crossbow, and hammer that he had brought while swimming from Canada, mind you.
How, what does he have it like? Is he floating on it? Well, he's swimming, so it's on his back?
I guess so, in some kind of a backpack.
Did you see a crossbow?
Yes.
For what?
Well,
vampires?
The gentleman says that, yes, pawn shop. You never know what you're going to see in the sea. He might have come across the sea vampires.
Evil merman.
The old Nosferatu of the ocean.
The voyage of the Demeter.
Demeter in the ocean has come to get you with the crossbow. No, he was going to use those things to break into the pawn shop if it wasn't open.
Oh, crossbows are really good for locks, I heard.
Pistol, hammer, crossbow. If you have a pistol, why do you need a gun from the pawn shop in America?
I'm still hung up on the crossbow. Who uses that?
I mean, the dude from The Walking Dead. That's all I got.
Right.
But that's because everyone's dead.
Right.
And you need more than just guns. You want the long range weapon
because
you don't want to get by the zombies.
Yeah.
Like, I get this idea. Why I need it on my back swimming through the canal to get a gun from Michigan. I don't.
I think this guy thought he was like a superhero, a big deal of some kind.
I'm feeling mental illness.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure. All right. So also, this is probably my favorite, and it might not be your guys' favorite, but it's my favorite of what I read. So it's very simple. This guy in Georgia walks into a nail salon with a bag over his hand, presumably with a gun. And he walks into this nail salon and he points it at everybody and he starts yelling and screaming for them all to give him money and all of this. And literally there is surveillance footage of this. It's like 2:30 in the afternoon. There is surveillance footage of the whole store just looking at him and then going back to work, completely ignoring him.
That's scary.
So he starts yelling more and brandishing a bag on his hand, which of course we know probably didn't have a gun at all, but I don't know. No one cared. They literally ignored him. And then after a few minutes, he just walks out. He cares.
It's like no one. Maybe that's how we need to start responding to shooters or something. It's like
this footage is fucking hilarious. It's like this really dramatical guy like running in the nails, like, get on the road, give me your money. Like,
are you done? We got to get back to doing
nails. And
there's
all these people, and so afterwards, they interview the people from the shop, and they're like, "Well, we just followed the lead of the owner, which takes the calls and whatever who's at the front little desk." Who just looked at him and then like went back to work and just ignored him. And so the rest of the people in the shop, including the people like waiting right by the door, they all just like took a lead from that guy and just like didn't do anything and didn't panic and just remained calm and just like looked at him and then kept going. Now, of course, the police were saying, you know, don't do that. You know, our advice is that you give over your shit.
Right.
And, you know, don't, that's not the, but it
sensible.
Was sensible. It's freaking hilarious. This guy coming into the shop, this footage of him like freaking out and everyone just looking at him like he's a maniac. And then he just leaves like demoralized.
Wow.
Like that didn't work. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
Made me laugh. Okay.
That's funny.
Over to you.
I have two quick ones for you as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So these also both involve dogs. It's like dog day afternoon. Drunk driving suspect tried to switch places with his dog after being pulled over for speeding, police say. This is May.
I see where that's
going. Happened in May. Mm-hmm. So a driver who was stopped by police in Colorado for speeding on Saturday night attempted to shift the blame by switching seats with his dog, putting his pet in the driver's seat.
How dare you?
Police officer watched the entirety of this bizarre attempt unfold. Police officer pulls up. He's witnessing the driver, trying to put his pet behind the wheel as he's maneuvering to the passenger side of the car.
I can't.
So the driver is then
subtle.
Then the driver's seen exiting the vehicle from the passenger side before insisting that he had not been the one driving. So he gets out. He's like, sir, it was Milo over here. I wasn't driving.
It was my cockapoo.
So according to the police department, the driver showed clear signs of intoxication. And what did he do when they asked him how much he had drank? Oh, he ran away. That's animal abuse. I wouldn't be like, it was Belle. She had a 40. All right, here we go again, Florida. Car thief tries to identify as dog.
Oh.
A suspected car thief tried identifying as a dog when stopped by Florida deputies and even resorted to barking responses to their questions, according to the Martin County Sheriff's Office. The ruse did not keep him out of jail. It happened around 10:45 a.m. on March 21st in Palm City. And investigators say that the 34-year-old suspect had little to say when pulled over on Interstate 95. No, really. He just barked.
No, really.
This is his report. No, really. He just barked. The sheriff's office reported it on March 22nd. When the deputy asked him for identification, he refused to comply and would only say that his name was Dog.
Oh.
At which time he followed it with more barking. The driver had no form of identification on him, according to the affidavit. He determined the man's bark was not only a bit exaggerated, but the suspect was actually a car thief. Come to find out, he was not a dog. This is the report.
You think?
The sheriff's office wrote, once the dog issue was cleared up, like this is what they took their time investigating. He refused to cooperate again. It wasn't until the suspect was taken to the very dog-friendly Martin County Jail, that a positive identification was made. Officials said the driver who lives in Port Richey was charged with grand theft auto and resisting arrest without violence, but a lot of barking.
Oh my God, that's fucking ridiculous. That's ridiculous, lady.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's funny. So in Bakersfield, there were these arsonists. They tried to torch this local business, and unfortunately, they found themselves on fire. So,
oh, I saw this one.
Did you see this one? So there's this business. It's this business that actually helps farm workers and their families with immigration support. Okay. So I don't know if this was personal or what, but there's these two guys, and they roll up, and they've got, you know, they're covered in big coats and hats, and you can't see their faces. So these guys roll up to this business, they pour gas all over the building, and they light the fire, and the entire area lights up. And the first guy that lights the fire, immediately, there's footage of it, immediately his leg's on fire, because he had, of course, spilled gas on his own pants. And then he bends down to on the ground to light the fire. He doesn't even like throw the match or try to get it away from him. He literally like just bends down and lights the gas that's on the road on fire.
Oh my God.
He immediately goes up in flames with his leg. He like
help,
freaks out. You can see the footage. He freaks out. He starts rolling around. He's like stamping it out, and he like runs away. He's still on fire. He runs away, and you don't know what happens to him.
Oh my God.
So then you see the other guy. The other guy, I guess, at the same time, like lights this other area and is like flopping around cartoonishly, like trying to get away. And his back and his butt are like on fire. And you just see him like run away. I'm assuming they like run away and roll around on the ground or something. But it's just funniest footage, because it's like you just see them light the fire and then immediately go up in flames and then see them flailing around like, oh, fuck, what do we just do?
They clearly were not professionals.
Clearly,
lighting themselves on fire. I mean, karma's a bitch, man.
Yeah, like, that's hilarious. Didn't know what they were doing.
I think in hindsight,
thank God.
You know, as long as everybody was okay, watching that was probably fucking hilarious.
It's really hilarious. Definitely, if those of you who are listening want to Google, it was really hilarious. I will also mention that there's a Florida man who attacked his ex-girlfriend in the middle of the night because she mocked him in text messages about the size of his penis. So this 42-year-old guy gets sent pictures. Okay, so
that's the only way you get a man to cry. Yeah.
42-year-old woman, sorry, sends pictures of another man's penis to her ex-boyfriend.
This is what I wanted.
Saying, your penis is really small.
Oh my God. What a dick. No pun intended.
Yeah, she was being a dick. Well, yeah. Like, that's, there's no question. But who knows what went on with, you know, between them. Who knows? But so at midnight that night, this guy who's 30 years old breaks in to his ex-girlfriend's house, goes into her bedroom in the middle of the night and starts punching and choking her.
Oh, God.
And saying he's going to kill her. And then
he was offended.
And then leaves. And it says, like, you know, I'm going to kill you. And then, but then doesn't, flees the house, is arrested for burglary, battery charges, and violating parole because he had a firearm possession thing he was already out on parole for.
Listen, like the saying goes, you know, he was overcompensating for something there. He is a small dick.
Apparently.
Yeah. So and he had to get the attitude gun out, the attitude out. See? Yeah. So listen, stereotypes come from somewhere.
I know.
Oh, God.
But like, can you imagine being so offended by something that's like,
don't talk
whatever
about my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like to go to that extreme?
I guess so.
My guess would be that that wasn't the first time he was
violent with
crazy
her.
Crazy in that. Yeah.
Wait, wait.
New York teens busted by cops over Kool-Aid Man TikTok challenge mayhem.
All right.
February. It's entitled, oh yeah. Six Long Island teens, not sure if they were dressed as the Kool-Aid Man, were arrested this week after allegedly running through and damaging fences as part of the viral Kool-Aid Man TikTok challenge. So these suspects are pretty young. They range from 12 to 18. They are taking videos of themselves bursting through random people's fences while mimicking the iconic Kool-Aid commercials from decades past. Kool-Aid Man, oh yeah. And then they keep saying that and running through the fences. So a homeowner in Center Reach calls 911 around 1 a.m. on Monday after hearing loud noises and footage from surveillance cameras later revealed six young men had kicked down and run through several sections of his fence. Hmm. The homeowner, retired corrections officer Charles Damiani, said, "It sounded like a gun going off."
Mm.
According to the police, Damiano's home was not the only one the group wanted to prank. On the night in question, it looks like four homes were hit and tied to these individuals. So I want to pause here for a second. First of all, they hit his house at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yelling like the Kool-Aid Man. How much do you have in you to continue to like run into fences?
Yeah, right.
You must have been pretty fucking beat up after this.
Jesus, for sure.
So the cops were taking a statement from the homeowner who was unable to stop them. He goes, "This time it was another bang. I could hear it from up front. That's when I ran into the road and I jumped in front of the car and stopped them. They were just driving around and kicking down fences. You're 12 years old. You're out at 3 o'clock in the morning. Where are your parents?" This guy's so upset. He's like, the destructive TikTok trend is meant to mimic the popular Kool-Aid commercials. And if y'all remember, it's the bright red Kool-Aid Man burst through walls and fences. I'm actually surprised it's taken this long for people to replicate it.
I know.
But the five juveniles and one 18-year-old were charged with several counts of third-degree criminal mischief and fourth-degree criminal mischief.
Nice. Ridiculous. Porta-potties.
Okay.
There was this police chase in Wisconsin that ended in a porta-potty because this bright person, they were just attempting to pull this driver over who was driving a stolen car, and the driver drove, of course, into oncoming traffic.
Of course.
Caused a bunch of crashes and two other vehicles, like all this mayhem. Four people were actually inside of the stolen car. So they get into all these crashes and then they get out. They survive the crashes. All four people get out and spray. Like they run, right? All the running in all different directions. So there's cops chasing everybody. One suspect decides to take off through a golf course and runs into the porta potty.
Okay.
To hide.
Wow.
And then, of course, was apprehended. I'm just saying, like, what kind of genius hides in a porta potty?
Well, and gross.
Like, just keep running.
Just keep
like,
running.
What are you doing? Ugh. And then this other porta potty one is
there
that,
were a couple. I did see some porta potty ones this time.
Yeah, did you choose any of them?
No, I did not. Throw another one out there.
There's this other porta potty guy who in British Columbia, Canada, actually the police had a standoff at the porta potty. So according to the witness there, you know, these armed officers descended on the porta potty, getting a tip, I imagine. "The man you're looking for is in a porta potty." Train their weapons on the porta potty. Situated on an empty lot. The image of this is like, "Come out of the porta potty."
Yeah.
With your hands up.
With your pants down.
And sure enough, officers were shouting at the man to exit the porta potty. And after about 20 minutes, so he, you know, a little bit of a stalemate at the porta potty.
"Please have your pants up, sir."
He came out and they shot him. I don't know when it was happening. He must have had a gun or something. But the suspect was not killed, taken away in an ambulance. Crime scene tape was set up and blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know. Porta potties, really? Like, what are we doing?
Well, you know, it's, I guess, a clever and disgusting place to hide. There's not a lot of room in those things.
No, there isn't. And it's like, it's not so clever, right? No. Because apparently people see you go into the porta potty and then that's what happens. You end up in the porta potty in a stalemate. Like, really? What do you have to negotiate with from the porta potty?
I don't know.
On a stalemate. Like, their cops are just going to go away?
I don't know. Maybe they're just like, when an animal covers their face, like if they can't see, if I can't see them, they can't see me.
If I'm with the shit, they won't see me.
Oh, well, we know where that went earlier on with the feces and the faces.
A lot of poop today.
Woman jailed for clobbering boyfriend over the head with a chicken, with a whole chicken.
Well, cooked or uncooked?
Well, we'll get there.
These are not the salient details you were...
We all know what it's like to get so annoyed with our partners that we just want to scream. It's clear that it's never okay to lay hands on your partner. Assaulting them with objects isn't okay either. However, that did not stop a Minnesota woman from clobbering her boyfriend over the head with a whole chicken, leading him to call 911, according to documents obtained by The Smoking Gun.
I like how you're like, I'll get to that.
Yes.
As if it's a big point in the case.
Natalie Broomer. Well... Natalie Broomer, 36, was arrested and charged with domestic violence as a result. So according to police, this guy was driving home to the couple's place in Eagle Lake when she attacked him. They had just been hanging out at a local bar, but Natalie was really upset. She started hitting him and spitting in his face during the drive back. So she's like ready to just fucking start some shit. So according to the victim's probable cause affidavit, things escalated as they got home. So that's when Broomer is said to have hit him, quote, hit him with a whole chicken in the back of his head, end quote. Hmm. When police arrived, they noted that the victim still had some chicken residue in his hair. There's a quote that says, Natalie Broomer was all fired up and wouldn't go down easily. So it seemed like a pretty... cut and dry case. However, when officers tried to arrest her, she didn't go down easily. Instead, she began pulling her hands away from the officers, requiring multiple attempts to get her under control. And, you know, once they finally cuff her, they throw in the squad car, and she continues to yell, pull her arms away. She's kicking her legs around. But at one point in the story, they did ask the guy when he first called. He's like, I'm getting hit in the head with a chicken. And I guess the police is like, is it cooked or raw? And it's like,
see?
Because I think it's harder if it's frozen.
Yes.
So maybe it's not assault if it's been in the oven?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, could have just been sharing. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
All right. I have one more. You got another one or?
I'm going to save the next one for next time.
Next time. All right. I'll end us on this. You probably saw this one too. Arson suspect had baby ducks in his pants.
Oh.
I had a lot of arson today for whatever
they're
reason.
They're really, I mean, and you gotta, poop. Why do you gotta bring ducks into
and poop?
It?
Hey, you brought chickens into it.
No, I mean, why
and
does
dogs
this guy
earlier?
Have to bring ducks into
oh,
it?
Oh, well,
just
let's
leave
find,
the ducks out of his pants.
Let's find out. I mean, it's Australia. What are you going to do?
Okay.
A man was arrested in Australia for allegedly having started a dozen small fires. And when police caught him, they discovered he had two live ducklings in his underwear.
Nice.
That's foul.
Yeah. Poor guy. Poor little ducklings.
Police arrested the 31-year-old man in Frankston, just north of Melbourne. At least 12 fires have been reported in one area over the weekend. And after searching the suspect, they didn't even know, who had no fixed address, police found two live ducklings in his underwear.
Just for the hell of it? Were they part of the crime?
I don't know. But... arson charges and animal cruelty charges because of the ducks.
I wonder if he was like distracted and he's like, while I'm on the way to set this house on fire, I would like to put these ducks in my pants.
Are those ducks in your pants? Or you just happen to see me.
I feel bad for the ducklings. They're probably supposed to still be with their mom.
Animal cruelty. So they're doing the right thing. Daffy Duck was in his pants.
What the hell?
What the hell, everyone? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Terror Talk. We hope you enjoyed it, and we will catch you next time. And Happy New Year, everybody. This has been an episode of Terror Talk. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Kathy. Sleep safe, everyone.